Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Amen, amen, amen. That's right. Live the kingdom-driven life right now. Welcome to Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. And I'm your host, one half of the dynamic dual team of the Youngs, Ambassador Bradley Young. Amen. And once again, I want to welcome all the other ambassadors of Christ and kingdom citizens. Amen. To the evening's broadcast. Amen. I know a lot of you have enjoyed your Sunday services today, your Sunday breakfast service, your breakfast and your lunch. Some of us have enjoyed our dinner, amen. So let's all sit back right now and be good. I like to call this the appetizer, amen. We'll all sit back and enjoy the appetizer. Sometimes the appetizer is the best meal of the day, amen, especially if the Holy Spirit is the one that's serving the meal. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's begin right now to acknowledge that. The greater one that lives in us, for the Bible tells us the greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you honor and we give you glory. And Lord, we magnify you this evening. And we praise you and we thank you. We just honor you, Lord. We appreciate you, God, so much. Amen. For what you're doing in our lives, Lord, for what you're doing through us, Lord, as we continue to obey you. Father, we thank you because this is another day, Lord. It's another day that you have made. Yes, we're all rejoicing. And we're all glad in it, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for giving us life, giving us eternal life, for giving us your image, giving us your character, your likeness. Amen. Giving us your mind, Lord, your heart, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and we're grateful for that, God. We thank you for teaching us the mysteries of the kingdom, revelation through your Holy Spirit, who is the teacher. Yes, we're all the students. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, for another day of learning, another day of transformation, another day of conversion. Amen. To that perfect man that you designed us all to live in, God. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. My prayer this evening, I will always pray for those that are listening, is that they will continue in spiritual revelation and continue in spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding of the perfect will, amen, for our lives. And that is to be like you, Lord, and represent your kingdom on this earth as your co-regents, as your ambassadors, as your representatives, amen, as your state representatives of the kingdom of heaven. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We also pray in advance for those who need healing this evening and for those who need deliverance and even miracles tonight, Father. But the greatest miracle, Lord, is receiving you as our Lord, Master, amen, Savior, owner, ruler, and King. And we praise you, Lord, and we honor you this day, God, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, and we are the students. Amen. We surrender to the voice right now of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us in all truth. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. We came to New Birth Radio Broadcast. The broadcast is on 7 days a week. And every Sunday through Friday is our Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. And every Saturday morning is our Kids of the Kingdom Broadcast. Amen, with lots of work. Amen, Kids of the Kingdom. We taught this past weekend why we don't celebrate Halloween. So I encourage all the parents, sit back with your children, listen to the teaching, and the Holy Spirit begin to teach us the importance of obeying God's voice. And we're going to talk about that tonight, and the importance of why we don't celebrate the pagan holidays that the devil has orchestrated. And I said before, the devil started doing trick-or-treating in the garden. He came in the form of a serpent. He was in a costume. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, the other announcements for this evening. Tomorrow morning is our 5 a.m. broadcast on Copper's Live, Rebirthing a Kingdom Nation, our Breakfast of Champions broadcast. Amen. This is Breakfast for Champions, the citizens of God's kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our beloved leader, Ambassador Leonard Robinson. The number for that broadcast is 857-232-0155. It's 857-232-0155. The conference code is 268-272. That's 268-272. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. And the second session of we have two sessions in the morning from Monday through Friday. I'm always reminded that. And tomorrow's turn will be our beloved sister, Ambassador Jennifer Rose, broadcast. Her broadcast is titled Kingdom Simplicity. Kingdom Simplicity. Amen. So I encourage you to begin listening to the teaching of our beloved sister as she brings you the simple things of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Like I said earlier, we have been talking so much about understanding. First of all, we're talking about the importance of the Word of God. The importance that we read the Word of God, that we study the Word of God, that not just that we study it, but with the purpose of us studying the Word of God is teaching us how to live in a world that we're not of. It says that in all through Scripture. It says it in Joshua. I'm going to have my teaching already. Joshua, God, it was God that was speaking to Joshua now. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Amen. But you should meditate on it day and night. Why? For the purpose of what? So you can observe it. In other words, know how to live the lifestyle. Learn how to obey my voice. Obeying God's voice is very imperative. I was talking to my brother earlier about the fact, here's the key to this thing. You cannot obey God in the flesh. You can't even relate to God in the flesh. Well, I've been in church for years and have been relating to God according to the flesh. That's why things are happening. We're trying to relate to God in our worship, in our singing, our dancing, even some of our preaching. We try to worship the Lord God, regarding even the lifestyle that we live. We try to relate to God and the Holy Spirit in the flesh. This is why the devil has wreaked havoc over the people of God, because they're operating out of the flesh. Until yesterday, you cannot allow, amen, the flesh to control you. Because when you were born again, now your spirit of Satan was evicted out of us. And then we receive the spirit of Christ, which is the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. Amen. For us to live the lifestyle as citizens of God's kingdom. So the importance of obeying God's voice is very imperative. But when you have a spirit, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, that I'm a certain way it says it too, that we're no longer without excuse. We live now in a time that got all this modern technology now. You can hear, you can begin to study God's word on the internet, even on your phone. Amen. Got all type of books you can read. Bible, that's a Bible. Some of these books you got to watch out for what you're reading. So we have all this technology. And as you begin to dissect your constitution, there's not really use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit walks you through the dissecting process. You will see plain in God's word that we were supposed to obey God's word from the very beginning. The very elements of the earth obey God's word. The animals obey God's word. It wasn't until he got to mankind, his prized possession, when man did not obey his word. Amen. The very beginning, God spoke the earth in existence. The very beginning, God's plan was to extend his spiritual invisible kingdom to a physical earth. The spiritual kingdom cannot control on them. You know, although the kingdom of heaven did create earth, the spirit of God moved. Now the kingdom created this earth. The kingdom of heaven created the physical earth. But see the spiritual kingdom cannot roam around after he created it. He had to get himself in a body. That was God's plan. That's why I said, let us make man. Anything God said went, it obeyed it. The Holy Spirit obeyed God. When God said the light came, it obeyed God. So God's plan from the very beginning was for us to obey his word. Let's go to Genesis right now. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. I already quoted. You just tune in. We're talking about the importance of obeying God's word. Verse 1, he says, we're in the beginning, God. And who's in the beginning? God is all self-existing one. All-knowing. Self-sufficient one. I mean, he existed all by himself. He didn't need nobody to exist for him. He existed for himself. He said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And here it goes, the kingdom of heaven moved upon the face of the waters. And here it goes, and God said, let there be light. God began, as the spirit of God, the kingdom of heaven began to create earth. They created earth through the spoken word of God. And guess what? It obeyed God's word. Then God turned around and said, now that I created the nature, I created the very elements of the earth. I mean, he commanded the stars and the moon and everything to connect together, and it obeyed him. And then God said, okay, let me finish exercising my authority. But then he continued verse, so then he said, before we do this, now get this, he held counsel with himself. Before he did it, regarding us. Something that we had should make us want to shout, and really rejoice at the fact that God, we had God, that we was on his plan from the very beginning. He held counsel with himself. Because he told Jesus to go, he said to the Son of God, so go to him, go die. go die. It's in the Bible, right? The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth. So the Son went and died. And then he went on and said, okay, the plan's in effect. So he said, let us, that became law, came authority. He said, let us make man in our image. When he spoke it, it came to pass. Everything God speaks, again, I'm trying to tell you something. Everything that God speaks to or speaks about is with his authority. And everything that you speak about is in authority. The Bible said that death and life and the power of tongue. We all have the ability and the gift of the power of spoken words. Guess who we got it from? We got it from our Father. So he held counsel. And his plan was for mankind to be just like him. Said, let us make man in our image, of his spirit, his DNA, his sperma. And then he turned around and said, and his likeness, his character, his morals, his values, his integrity. Uh-oh. And guess what? All those who are born again have that same thing. Amen. So then he said it, and then he turned around and did it. And then he gave mankind simple instructions. Now these instructions was his vision. Verse 28 is his vision. He said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that move upon the earth. So God's plan was colonization. That's his vision. See, when we see vision, the first thing we do in church is get religious and think on some religious stuff or try to be deep regarding his vision. God commanded only one vision. Uh-oh. And if his vision does not connect to God's vision, it is a false vision. And I guess you, and just like, and that's the same false vision that Satan came in the body of a serpent to give Adam and Eve. And that's how our lenses started to become blurry. When we were born in sin, the sin nature came upon all mankind and caused all mankind's eyes to become blind regarding spiritual matters. This is why God said, you got to obey me. So when you don't obey God then, and you're in the flesh, and then you'll continue being blind and deaf. So man's plan, God's plan from the very beginning. That's why it's very important to always go back and study God from the beginning. Was to fill the whole earth with a kingdom cultural community of people just like him. Amen. But then after he did it, then he turned around and did it. From Genesis chapter 2, please. Go right to the next chapter. Then he began to create man. First he said it, then he did it. He said, and the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God blew his spirit. In other words, he blew himself into mankind. And it became a living soul. See, I'm trying to get you on. God said, he listened to that. God said, God did this. All through the Old Testament, you always hear what God said and what God did. And then we moved on to the New Testament. He heard Jesus saying, well, I truly, verily, verily, I say it to you. Or where you're allowed as wherefore, therefore. You're allowed, truly, 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 I say unto you. These are voices, they're speaking out of the voice of the king, out of the authority of the king, speaking as a king. From the very beginning, you'll see that. He's speaking as a king. He's speaking as a king. It's in the garden. And the Lord God planted a garden east one to eat, and then he put the man whom he formed in the garden. Right? So then he breathed his breath, and he put man, he gave man his assignment. In other words, he didn't give man a job, he gave man his work. And then verse 15, he said, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God, here you go, commanded him. From this point right here, God was commanding all of mankind to obey his voice. What did it say? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. They didn't hear his word. He said, the moment that you bite the bait, the moment that you decide to disobey me, you will surely die. And it's now it's funny that because man died, to see a spiritual death, now he has to die to a sin nature. Man had to die. He said, the moment you eat this, because you know the moment that you disobey my word, you will shall be spiritually dead. The moment that people decide to serve God on their own terms, and the moment you decide to be rebellious against God, you will become spiritually dead. Within that, and that's his example of a person that's spiritually dead. They're allowing their flesh to rule them. That's why it's important to obey God's voice. Think about what he said. He said, and in the day that you do not obey my word, you will surely die. Bill want to talk about that. Now, I'm sure Adam knew he was talking about a spiritual death. Amen. He knew it. Amen. So also, God established from the very beginning and him as creator, him as ruler, him as king, him as master. Saying the only way it's going to work for you to live a lifestyle that I designed for you to live is you must obey every word that comes out of my. Let's go to Genesis chapter 26. Let's start at verse 1. It says, and there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went into a blind lech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, go into the land which I shall tell thee of, show joy of this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto him that thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Next verse I want to tell you. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, and my commandments, and my statutes, and my laws. One word that people like to use so much that in the last 20 years, they like to use the word favor, as it's something that you have to get. Favor is in your DNA. When you become a citizen of God's kingdom, you automatically have all total access of favor. But what disqualifies us from that favor? What disqualifies us from that favor is that when we don't listen to his voice, then what happens is that we bite the bait. And we walk in rebellion against God. And then we close heaven. We walk under a closed heaven because we refuse to hear God's voice. What it's saying, it's because of Abraham. He said, because of Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Amen. And then he did the same thing regarding Exodus. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19. We know the story. God had just got finished freeing the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. And let's go to verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord God called to him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall thou say to the house of Jacob and to the children of Israel. Remember he says, see, you tell Moses to obey his voice, right? He said, thus shall thou say to the house of Jacob. Now, see, true prophets only going to say what God said. And get his God only speaks to real prophets. He don't speak to once you find what you just saw, lying on God. Excuse me, y'all. You have seen what I've done unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Then he said, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure. What did he say? Go back to it. He said, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed. All this problem started from the very beginning because Adam and Eve did not obey God's voice. But he said, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, covenant is an agreement, it's a contract, it's a blood covenant between you and God. He said, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Who's the earth? The Bible said the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That means all he owns everything, including the people. Then he said, and he kept on talking. He said, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. In other words, a priest is believers. A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. How many know God spoke that? Moses said exactly what God told him to say. I said before. God's plan for all of mankind was to be kings, but guess what? But to also be under his authority. If you can't be under the authority of God, you will disqualify yourself as a king. And here's another thing. If you're disobeying God, means that you are obeying Satan. You're obeying your flesh. Either one or the other. You can't disobey God, and you can't obey God. If you're obeying God, you're disobeying Satan. If you're disobeying God, you're disobeying Satan. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Like we got to use this a lot when we talk to our children. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Once again. Right, verse 1, it says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you. Who he commanded? Moses. He says that ye might do them, here you go, and yet ye might do them in the land whether you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Favor of God. You see, his plan was for all of us, in the process of colonization, patriarch and matriarch, was for to learn the commandments of God, learn to obey the laws, and teach their children. Every person on this earth was supposed to follow this law. Every person, every one of us was designed to follow this law, to obey God's commandments, and also to teach our children and teach their children to do the same thing. Once again, if we weren't taught how to obey God, guess who we're obeying? If you ain't taught to obey God's word, you were taught the opposite. That means to obey Satan's word. He said, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe. And there you go. He says it right there. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers had promised thee, in the land that flowed with milk and honey. He said, hear, O Israel, therefore, and observe to do it. In other words, another word for observe is to know, to do what? The commandments. Anything you're being taught. He said, hear me, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily. You see this? See this earlier? The favor of God was from the very beginning. From the very beginning, we were only supposed to follow one law, one rule, and be under one king's authority. Let's see, and he said, and hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that's your favor, and that ye may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, there's only one owner, one master, one ruler. See, man-made religion, along with the world philosophers, we got philosophers in the church too, has messed the mind up. See, like I said before, we were all born in sin. So we all had a condition, a mental condition, amen, that we only, our flesh can be fulfilled and gratified. And get this, and now when your flesh, and when it was anything that's focused on your flesh being fulfilled, that's when deception comes in. Your flesh was never supposed to be, the flesh was never supposed to be in control. You see people on there, you got to know how to control your temper. You can't control your temper if you don't know who you are. You can't control your emotions if you don't know who you are. You can't control anything, you can't control the flesh with the flesh. You need the Spirit of God to control your flesh. Well, how are we going to know? We don't deserve to do it. We got to read. You got to read the importance of it, the importance of God, the importance of His Word. Then he says something more powerful than that. He said, and thou shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I did what command thee this day shall be in where? In thy heart, not on tablets, but in your heart. You see, what the enemy of our flesh wants us to do is the same thing that happened to Adam and Eve, and they want you to make you feel like you are missing something. That's why you use the dangling carrot of enticement. To lure you in, that bait to lure you in, to make you something, they got to make you feel good. They got to taste good. They got to smell good. They got to sound good. They got to, and the sure got to look good. Amen. And then what he said? Then he said, you got to teach your children. He said it again. As thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk to them when? When thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. This is you know what we're saying? This is lifestyle. You ain't going to find anything about religion and all the other religious sects. Use these chapters of the Bible, the first five books. They'll use Moses. But you won't, I know use Abraham. But you won't find anything about Abraham or Moses about connecting or building or establishing a religion. We hear God's voice. He's speaking relational. He said, you my faith, okay? All you my sons, but y'all got to learn how to live now. Y'all got that system over y'all. But he said, if you obey my voice, then you shall be a kingdom of priests. You shall be my king. You shall be my royalty. You'll be able to represent me. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. I'm starting out, it's going to be a series anyway. I'm starting out with some Old Testament verses too. Because we're going to point something out here. The difference between the Old Testament, and although God can do that, the Holy Spirit came and went. God understood that in his infinite wisdom, he said, I gotta put my spirit in man. Because they're going to come and go. And these men that I have my spirit. And these men, so they said they had to send somebody that was sinless. Amen. So let's keep on reading. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verse 1, it says, therefore, I'm looking at something right now. I'm looking at two things at the same time, y'all. You know how we get caught up when we read something. All right, verse 11, it says, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and in his judgments and his commandments always. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children which have not known, which have seen not the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatest and his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto his king, his land. And what he did unto the army of the Egyptians, unto their horses, unto the chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord had destroyed them unto this day. And what he did unto you in the wilderness until ye came into this place. And what he did unto David and Obiram and the sons of Eliab and the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents and all their substance that was their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go and possess the land, whether you go and possess. And that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. Go to chapter 28. And people use these verses to talk about supernatural power and supernatural favor. I'm here to tell you, this is why it's very apparent that you embrace the kingdom. But when you didn't understand the kingdom, you would thought the same way. But God's plan for all of us to own, he said, if these things will happen to you when you obey my voice. And if I get to it, see, it's the end of the thing. And Jesus turned around and said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So obedience is an action word. Obedience doesn't mean you walk around saying you obey God. You have to do it. You say you love God. How do you love God? I mean, you got to love the love God means to obey him. Deuteronomy 28. And let's start at verse 1. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the who? Of the Lord thy God, to observe and me to know and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. You see how he keeps saying it to you? If he said, if you do this, then I'll do this. But if you don't do this, you all the blessings will shut up. See, the thing is, you can't do God and do you. When you're doing you and doing God, it becomes a struggle. Amen. It's like in religion, it becomes a struggle. You're always tired, you're weary all the time, and you're moody all the time because you're trying to do things, you're trying to do you and God. You can't do you and God. You only can do God. We got to start listening to God's voice in every situation. Amen. And then he said, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee as thou shalt hearken and hear again. And guess what? These are the Old Testament. Jesus said the same thing. Paul, all you need is you read. That's why we got to read. all through your script, all through your constitution, you will be taught first by God. Then God used prophets, and then Jesus came, and then his apostles came, all of them were teaching us the importance of obeying God's voice. Like when they taught the culture. The culture is basically obeying God's word. God said, dude, you can't act like they act in the world. He said, I've delivered you from all the dominion of darkness. And I've translated you into the kingdom of God. So now you got to learn. She translates this on me. You're just there. Now you got to act it. Religion, see, the church thing has to stop. I was saying with my brother earlier. The church, doing the church thing has to stop. We come to church. And we think that we did God a favor. We come to church and we feel good because we came to church. But you ain't put your Bible up all week. You ain't praying all week. You ain't read nothing. You ain't did nothing all week long. But you say, I think I go to church. That's what they do in religion. You say you're doing God and you're doing a good deed by not doing nothing else but showing up for church on Sunday and then showing up for Bible study. That's religious. He said, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. I mean, that's the overflow, y'all. And a lot of people talk about the overflow of God. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shall be thee in the city, blessed shall be thou in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit that prospereth in your body, and the fruit of thy ground. And I mean, everything you touch will prosper. And of thy cattle and the increase of thy kind, and thy flocks and thy sheep, blessed shall be thy baskets and thy store. Blessed shall be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. You ain't got to do nothing but be obedient. Don't worry about your circumstances. But then Jesus said that. He said, anybody hears these sayings of mine and do them, I like them unto them a wise man. See, the blessings of God come to those who are wise. The Lord shall command the blessing. And see, faith preachers, be tearing these verses up. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee and thy store, and all thou that is in thy house, in thy hand unto, and it shall bless thee in the land which thy Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in the holy peace. Well, we skip over that, don't we? We ought to talk about the blessing. Look at what the next verse says. And the Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself. As he has sworn to thee, as thou shalt keep his commandments. See, we skip over that. Of the Lord thy God, and walk in who? In his ways. His what? His likeness, his character, his integrity, his morals. All he said on his broadcast, do not allow compromise to cause you to bite the bait. Once you bite the bait of compromise is the enemy of character. That's what we got to get with. Someone's got stuff with this man of God trying to get out, and we want to hold on to it. God will give us that slick willy mentality. Someone got this slick willy stuff on us. We still got that slick talking on us. We want to talk slick. We still cutting our eye. We still saying all kinds of, we still watching crazy stuff and cussing, acting crazy. God said, I want to deliver you from that. He said, God said, I got so much more for you. But you got to let go of you. Now we heard this in the earth. We got all happy. He said that verse 8 got us so excited. Then we get all in the church. You put our priest in the church. They get so excited. But then they didn't go to the next verse. Then they go to verse 9. They start to verse 8 and made a faith prosperity teacher through it. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee and in thy storehouse. But they didn't listen to the baby. They forgot about the first verse. Then the first verse says, and it shall come to pass as thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments. Then we get happy. We skip over that and go right to that verse. He said, Lord, and then verse 10 says, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name. Why? Because he said, you have been established as my holy people that obey my voice. And walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. I've heard many preachers lie and say stuff like, if you sow it to me, you're sowing the fertile ground. No, you're not sowing it to them. You ain't supposed to sow it to them. Everything you do is unto God. You're sowing a seed unto God. And then you get, I'm not sowing to you. You fertile, okay. I heard people say, I'm sowing to plant. They ain't got fertile yet. And the Lord shall make, back to verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Everything. And the fruit of our body. And the fruit of our everything. And once again, and the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open up thee his good treasures. The heaven, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. And the heaven into heaven. To give the rain into thy land and his seed.
I'm not gonna be your season.
See, we'll say, this is your season. It's a new day. Let me share something with you. When you walk in obedience of God, listen to his voice, you will live in a season that will never end. Your season will go long. What's the longest sporting season it is? I believe it's baseball. Your season go longer than baseball season does. But you're going to go longer than your matter of fact, your season will be an everlasting season. See, God's promises and his blessings are eternal. Amen. But when you disobey, you continue going in circles. Around and around you go. Got you going in circles, like the children of Israel. They walk in circles. That's why you're hearing all this stuff now. Because he said, if you hearken unto my voice, keep my commandments, and keep my covenants. He said, Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. Lend. You don't want to do that. This is part right here. And thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. And then thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe. And do what? Do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. I serve them. Either you are going to serve God or you're serving the devil. I mean, how about this? Are you serving your flesh? Some of us have made our flesh our God. Anytime you see your flesh, you make your flesh your God. Amen. All right, let's go to Jeremiah. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Y'all know where we can go. He said, man, I got a whole lot of scripture. But I'm trying to show you what God's plan was. Amen.
God didn't have no other plan. God's plan was for you to be, for you to be a king under his kingly authority.
Amen.
But you don't know how you were born in sin. You don't know how to live like no king. You don't know how to live. You don't know how to live in godly character unless you have to. You have to be taught. That's why we got to be teachable. Nobody wants to be teachable anymore. Everybody's talking about how long they've been born again, how long they've been going to church, and here you know that. That's what I'm saying. You should tell us what you need to tell nobody how long we've been in church. I've been in church for 30 years. You have. I've been preaching for 37 years. I got all. I need all this. First of all, you got to kill the I, me thing. We got to kill the I, me thing. Kill it. But that I, me thing is going to get you in trouble every time. John chapter 1. Now, I want you to know this. I'm going to ask you a question. You can't answer. I can't hear you anyway. But who was talking to Joshua? You know, God is talking to Joshua. Everything he said is the Lord is talking to Joshua.
Thomas, you want me to start it? Let's start at verse 1. Why not?
Now, for the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake to who? I just wanted to show y'all who was talking to Moses. Joshua. The Lord spake unto Joshua. All right, so I want to show y'all that. The son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying what? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even the children of Israel.
Okay, y'all been mourning, they were mourning for Moses for a long time. God said, God's okay, God. So God will allow, see, mourning, see, there's never really a time limit
when you're mourning for someone. But only God knows the time when it's time to stop mourning and begin to go. Sometimes mourning will cause us to distract us. Amen. But there's never time. So you can't tell nobody how long. I know people will tell you, like, you mean to tell me they still mourning for that? Man, you can't tell nobody that's not your business. And pray for them. But God said to Joshua, okay, it's time now. Amen. And then God began to say this. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that's authority that I give unto you as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and under the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And God wants us all to know the same thing. It's like he was the same way, But here's the thing. That was the Old Testament. The Spirit of God came upon them, but that same Spirit of God that said, this is the house of Moses, now I would you with Joshua, that same God lives in you now. Do we understand that? That's why we got, see, a lot of people are preaching Old Testament, but they're not preaching the fact that the old order was that the Holy Spirit came upon great men of God, and he moved in mighty acts. But now that same Holy Spirit that God said will be with Joshua that came upon only Joshua and Moses lives in you. It lives in you. Holy Spirit lives in you now. He said, verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. You see, God said you can have everything.
He's all divine inheritance. He said, hey, you can have everything. We have all assets to the kingdom, to our kingdom commonwealth. To the king, we have all kingdom assets. But he said, well, be very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. And then he says something real powerful. He says, this book, look at your Bible right now. That's what we're talking about. Or your phone, or your iPad. What are you looking at there? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now he's telling them, this is you're an ambassador. This is your job as an ambassador. But thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest, there go again, that thou mayest observe, that word for observe, in other words of know, to do according to all that is written therein. When you do all that, he said, that's obeying God. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. We got the only way we can be successful as citizens and prosper is that we got to do everything. That's what it's about. It's a process of self-elimination has to go forth in our life. People don't want to preach about dying, but you're not going to grow if you don't die. If you don't die, you'll never grow. Spiritual growth, your spiritual seniority is a lie that they tell you in religion. And all those things, how long you've been saved, how long, that's the worst in the world. See, you're on the job, you get blessed, you've been working that job for 30, 40 years, yeah, you're blessed because you've been there longer. Some churches point out the longest, the oldest member of the church. Yeah, she was our first member of the church. If she gets sick, y'all ain't want to visit at the hospital. Uh-oh. That's a known fact. I'm speaking from knowledge. I'm speaking from something that really happened. Amen. So it's not based on that. He says success is going to come. You have to read. Wonder why you got to read it? Because that's how you're going to have to live. All right, go to chapter 5. Chapter 5 of Joshua, chapter 5. Verse 6, it says, for the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, so all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not. Uh-oh. They obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord swore to their fathers, that he would give us a land that flowed milk and honey. And their children, who he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had no circumcised them by their way. We don't obey God's word. That's the difference. We don't obey God's word. That's why God is calling us all to humility. Amen. See, repentance is the key to deliverance. Humility is the key to your breakthrough. The breakthrough live in you already. But if you don't humble yourself, the breakthrough won't come through you. See, Jesus, when he came in, the Holy Spirit is the breaker. The Holy Spirit is the breaker, and that lives in you. But once you yield to the Holy Spirit, surrender to the Holy Spirit can begin to cause the process of the breaking. See, you got a breaking has to take place. Amen. In order for transformation to come, a breaking of self must come forth first. Amen. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, please. There's a breaking of your flesh. There's a destroying. There's a demolishing. There's a crucifying of your flesh that must take place. You better not want to hear that. But y'all take your kids out to watch for Halloween and watch all the spooky movies on TV. But y'all don't want to hear no stuff like this. A breaking, a cutting of your flesh must have this perfect way. The process of self-elimination. Amen. See, religion messes up. Amen. And we all got to go through that process. We all got to be delivered. We all need the spirit. We all need the process of self-elimination. You know, I'm religious. Okay, as soon as you say that, God's going to show you. God's going to hate the devil. God's going to show you how religious you are. He's the one going to show it to you. It ain't going to be the devil. It ain't going to be your friends. He's the one going to show it to you. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Yeah, I'm gonna start. Let's start at verse 10. And on the 23rd and 20th day of the seventh month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry at heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make it to the house of the Lord and his own house, he prosperously affected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts of all the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. He told him and said this, if my people, now he did this. He ain't talking about non-believers. He's talking about people that are born again. He said, and my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves. And Jesus said that. He said, you're the greater. He says, you're greater in the kingdom when you humble yourself. He said, you're great. Then they said, Jesus, who's the greatest in the kingdom? And he picked up a child. He said, my people shall humble themselves and pray. And then if you pray, seek my face. See, you always got to go there. You always got to seek God, y'all. And then he said, turn, repent. Turn from their wicked ways. Oh. He said, turn. See, a process of self-elimination must go forth. He said, turn from your wicked ways. Stop acting like Satan, your daddy. He's saying it's your daddy. I'm your daddy. He said, turn from your wicked ways. He says, then will I hear from heaven. He says, then will I hear from heaven. Uh-oh. And will forgive their sin. And will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Amen. God is calling all men everywhere to repentance. Repentance is a must-need act. Oh, let's go to John 15. John chapter 15. Now we're going to go to the New Testament verse. I believe we're going to close out right here and finish this tomorrow. I got to save by, I'm having a technical issue, so I can't. I'm going to be a bit too long before you this evening, amen. I don't know if the phone off line or cutting off on me. I'm going to close out with this right here, this verse, and then we're going to finish this up tomorrow. Amen. Y'all get back to y'all game. Y'all listen to y'all watching your game right now. John 15. Verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch, see, we all branches, y'all. Y'all carpenter gifts, we're all branches. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Our assignment is to bear fruit. What is bear fruit? Matthew 28 tells us. And Matthew 24 tells us, Matthew 28 and Matthew 24 will tell you what to do. It says what? Go ye through all the world, teaching, baptizing in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, to know what to do, all that I command you. And then Matthew 24, verse 14 tells us what? Preach this gospel, the kingdom. That's how you bear fruit. You equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So there's a lot of equipping and perfecting has to go place, has to go forth, amen, in the ministry of reconciliation. Has to be a lot of processing that has to go forth. Bearing fruit, amen. That's how you bear fruit. You don't bear fruit through church attendance. Uh-oh. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges that it may bring forth more fruit. And now he says what he says next. Now ye are clean through the word. It's the word of God that's quick, sharper than 2-edged sword, cutting and piercing the sunder, the marrow between the soul and the spirit. And it's a discerner of the intent of the heart. So the word of God is purging you and making you clean. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Jesus the Christ, our Messiah, King, washed us from all sins with his blood. Amen. And just that means you ain't got to keep pleading the blood of Jesus. People say, I plead the blood of Jesus. I ain't going to touch that baby. I'll be nice tonight. The blood of Jesus. He said, now you are clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you. Uh-oh, you see this? We got to obey the word, y'all. We got to obey him. And then he said this, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except but abide in the vine. Uh-oh, you got to remain in the vine. Y'all say obedience. No more can you accept, ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I keep trying to tell you, you can't do you and God. You can't do you and God. You got to do God and you need him. But when you're doing you, you're leaving him out. He said, if you want to do you, I'm staying back. But we got to die. You got to die to you. Get some shirts out. That's what we got to do. We got to do some shirts. Get you get you out the way. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they all burn. You're burning branches. You ain't talking about no forest fire either. You're talking about the pit. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. It's not about to glorify no building or glorify the pastor. But the pastor got to glorify God too. It's about glorifying God by bearing much fruit. You got to be obedient, y'all. As the Father loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, there you go again, you shall abide in my love. There you go. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken of you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Uh-oh. Did your pastor lay down his life for you, or you gonna stand in front of him? It's funny how they say, we put this one church, you're gonna die for your pastor, you're gonna lay your life for your pastor. But Jesus laid down his life for us. Here's one of my cards, wait a minute. I'm going ahead of myself. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever. I want to point that part out. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I am a friend of God. You can't be a friend of God if you're not obeying his words. Uh-oh. Matter of fact, he don't even know you if you're not obeying his word. God bless you all. Once again, I want to thank everyone for listening. We want to see if anybody's online. Amen. We'll continue this. Definitely going to continue this tomorrow. The importance of obeying God's word. Lines open if anybody's online. All right. Also, those who are on Blog Talk, you also can call in. The number is 347-215-7253. 347-215-7253. Amen. Praise God. All right. I guess we're going to close on out and pray us out. Amen. Father, we thank you. And we praise you. And we give you all the honor and all the glory. Father, we thank you for your word this evening. We thank you for your word that was an on-time word, Lord. It was a word of restoration, a word of reconciliation, a word of, actually is an urgency, it's a mandate of your word, that we follow your word, that we obey your commandment. Amen. We have all the blessings that are provided for us. We have your divine nature, Lord. We have everything. We have everything that pertains to life and guidance. We just have to surrender to it, Lord. My prayer is even that those that are listening right now, at the sound of my voice, that they will begin to surrender to your Holy Spirit, Lord, the greater one that lives in us, that makes us great, that makes us mighty, that makes us powerful, like you, Father. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We honor you today. We praise you, God. My prayers that those listening right now, they receive it. Not only receive it, but they will increase in spiritual revelation and increase in spiritual knowledge and increase in spiritual wisdom and increase of spiritual understanding of the perfect will for their lives. And as you be just like you, Father. Hallelujah. Act like you. Be like you, God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Father, and we praise you, and we honor you, Lord, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Change the new birth when they open. That's by the teaching. We desire prayer and counseling. If you want us to come out of a presentation, all you have to do is one thing. Dial 267-407-3646. That's 267-407-3646. Or you just write us an email at prophet.bradley@gmail.com. That's prophet.bradley@gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And don't forget tomorrow morning is our Breakfast of Champions broadcast. Rebirth in the Kingdom Nation, our Kingdom Study and Prayer teleconference line. Amen. We have two sessions at 5 a.m. And we have a 7 a.m. Amen. An ambassador starting out with another leader, Ambassador Linda Robson. And finally, that number is 857-232-0155. It's 857-232-0155. And then the conference code is 268-272. That's 268-272. Amen, amen, amen. And the second session is our 7 a.m. teleconference line. Brothers and champions, our beloved sister Jennifer Rose broadcast. Our broadcast is titled Kingdom Simplicity. Keep it simple, saints. Amen. That's how Jesus did it. And that's how we all must do it. Amen. We have to keep it simple. Amen. It's like Jesus did. You keep it simple like Jesus did. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Holler. That number is 347-884-9953. That's 347-884-9953. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we want everyone for tuning in to this evening's broadcast. Amen. Continue to encourage you all to continue and continue and continue seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness as your number one priority. Oh, you know, I love you. We continue doing this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so once again, we want to thank you all for listening. Amen. We'll see you the same time, same place tomorrow evening for Kingdom New World Radio broadcast. Like I always end by saying this, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Good evening, everyone. God bless you all. See you later.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue and Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.